3. Martians of the Mind's Eye. Incidentally, I tip my hat to the men who did the radio adaptation, and to men behind the scenes who made each sequence click like clockwork. Abner I. Weissman of New York City, to Orson Welles, October 31, 1938. In the spring of 1895, Herbert George Wells, a 28-year-old former science teacher turned theater critic, left the bustling city of London for the tranquil country of Surrey. Ill health had forced him to seek a kinder climate, and he hoped to devote more time to his burgeoning career as a writer. The first of his scientific romances, the novel The Time Machine, was about to be published on both sides of the Atlantic. The Island of Dr. Moreau would follow a year later, and The Invisible Man the year after that. Each drew upon the latest scientific discoveries to tell stories that seemed fresh, exciting, and terrifying because of their plausibility. But powerful political undercurrents also ran through Wells's work, reflecting his deeply held socialist beliefs. His fourth scientific romance, inspired by his time in Surrey, would again be as much a work of social criticism as of science fiction. Out for a walk one day that spring, Wells and his brother Frank discussed their country's colonial misadventures in Tasmania. European settlers there had wiped out an entire indigenous population by trapping some people like animals, giving others poisoned food, and shooting the rest on sight. Looking out over the quiet countryside, Frank Wells mused aloud, "Suppose some beings from another planet were to drop out of the sky suddenly and begin laying about them here." The ironic reversal of a colonial superpower's suddenly finding itself colonized fired H.G. Wells's imagination. That summer, he began work on a novel about an alien invasion of the Earth, the first of its kind. Upon its publication in book form in 1898, Wells dedicated The War of the Worlds to his brother, crediting him for the offhand comment that established an entire genre. In the novel, hyper-intelligent Martians attempt to colonize the Earth in order to escape the slow death of their own planet. They launch themselves through space in metal cylinders fired...